Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George Pearsons and I have had some great days going through all the wonderful word that we have now recorded and will show you. And I've enjoyed it so
this
much,
This has been
George.
Wonderful,
you did
Gloria.
A great job.
I just so enjoy being with you on the broadcast.
Well, I enjoy hearing all your revelation.
This time together, and we have been talking about, the topic has been Done With Debt. And if you've missed any of these broadcasts, you can go to kcm.org. First of all, you can download the notes that we have been teaching from, as well as watch the previous broadcast, and you can watch them over and over and over again.
Praise God.
And all of the notes that we've done, today is 260 days. And it's funny, Gloria, because I have people come up to me at various meetings and they'll say something like, we've watched all 250 of your broadcasts.
Praise God.
So they know the count. They know
Thank
the count. So now we're up to 260 days. And today, what I would like to talk to about is supernatural debt cancellation.
I like that. That's
supernatural debt cancellation. You know something? I just popped into my thinking here about years ago, it was 1989, when we got behind about $5 million here at the ministry. We went on daily television, and the bills were flying in faster than we could keep up with. And
now, here's something you might be interested in. When the Lord tells Brother Copeland to do something, he doesn't call accounting and say, do we have any money to do this? He says, okay, Lord, here we go.
Yeah, and that's, I so appreciate
and
that
it works.
About him.
Yes, it does.
And so we'd gotten behind that year.
And you were over there.
I was the executive director at the time.
Were you blessed?
And, but we were praying, we were using our faith. I know that you and Kenneth were, and we were as a staff, we were calling in the finances. But here's the thing. It was at the end of 1989 when we reached the height of it was actually $6 million by that time that we were behind.
That we were behind.
We were behind in television bills. And that in those days, the television bill was exceeding $2 million per month. So you get behind a month.
It won't take long to get behind.
So, you know, we were believing God, and we were told by experts that all in all, to get caught up, it would take probably 18 months to 2 years to do that. Well, we crossed over into 1990. Something happened. We were using our faith. We were believing God. Mm-hmm. And something supernatural happened. What is something supernatural? It's something that is not of this natural world.
Not expected at all.
It's above, it's over, above, and beyond the natural realm. Mm-hmm. And something supernatural happened because when we moved over into the new year, 1990, money started coming in.
Praise
it started
God.
Increasing. And by the time we reached the month of May of 1990, the accounts payable, not the TV bill, but everything else, the accounts payable were paid in full. And then in July the 9th of 1990, at 9 o'clock in the morning, your sister Jen came into my office holding a check. And she said, George, she said, this is the last payment on the TV bill.
Praise
I gathered
God.
All of the staff together in the atrium
Praise
over at the
God.
Building, and we had a celebration shout.
Hallelujah.
Well, Gloria, that was 6 months. And they were telling us that it would at least take 18 months to 2 years to get out of that. What happened? It was supernatural.
Yeah.
It was the hand of God. It was the anointing of God on us.
And faith was happening.
Faith
to
was
bring
happening.
About the supernatural.
That's a good point right there.
Yeah.
Faith was happening to bring about the supernatural. And what we want to encourage you in today is where your debt cancellation is concerned, exercise your faith for supernatural debt cancellation, for accelerated debt cancellation, where you are seeing money that is coming in that you have no idea where it has come from. I mean, Bill Winston and I have talked about this before, about how money is going to start appearing in bank accounts.
I believe that.
It will be the wealth, it'll be the transfer of supernatural wealth, the wealth of the sinner that's being laid up for the just. As we partake in that, we will see these things begin to disappear. And that's what happened right here at the ministry. It was a miraculous work of God that we were out of that that situation within 6 months.
Praise God.
Within 6 months. And so the Lord has put a message in me about this supernatural debt cancellation. And let me just take you through the scriptures. Again, all of these notes are available to you and you can study them out. Pastors, you should be preaching this in your church. But supernatural debt cancellation, when that thing is gone supernaturally, and that's what takes place.
What is that? That's just simply the power of God doing
something. It's the power of God
in your behalf
action.
Because yes. You've released your faith.
Yes, yes.
It's not hard to understand. Once you see it,
that's right.
That's what happens.
You know something, Gloria? Jesus is our jubilee.
He is.
He's living on the inside of us. In this scripture in Luke 4:18, I'll read it to you. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." Or what we call the year of Jubilee.
That's what the Bible calls the year of Jubilee.
The year
when
of Jubilee.
All debts were canceled.
That's it right there. All debts.
Supernaturally.
All debts were canceled supernaturally. And Jesus closed the book.
I assume it didn't mean they were paid off. I assume it meant that was
it's gone.
Canceled.
Canceled. Canceled.
Yeah.
And Jesus closed the book, gave it to the minister, sat down, the eyes of them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he said, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." And I'm saying this by the Spirit of the Lord right now. This day, this scripture is fulfilled in your ears.
Today
is the day of Jubilee. Today is the day of the acceptable year of the Lord. Today is the day of supernatural debt cancellation.
Praise God.
And so if you go back to your first
where is that quotation I was looking for that about this day?
Oh, this day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Luke 4:21.
This
day. This day this has been fulfilled in your ears. So take it. You take it right now. You receive
this. Glory to God.
I just wrote down here in my Bible a couple of translations of that, Gloria.
Yeah.
In the Beck translation, it says, "To announce to the prisoners, you are free." That's
Praise
the day
God.
Of Jubilee. To announce to the prisoners, you are free. And then this one, the Weymouth says, "To free those whom tyranny has crushed."
Praise God.
So those are just a couple of scriptures. So let me tell you this. There are, as I've seen in the scripture, there are three supernatural ways for debt removal. Three supernatural ways that I've found. The first one is that He provides the finances. I'm in part A there.
Yeah.
He provides the finances. The second one is...
I would assume from unexpected places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or He completely cancels the debt. Or He will move upon somebody else to do it. Now, we don't put pressure on people,
no, we don't.
But the Lord will move upon somebody.
He has the ability to do that if He desires.
You know, I just hear just testimony after testimony about how God ministers to people and how money is coming to them, whether it shows up supernaturally, whether there's an inheritance that comes in from somebody they had no idea it belonged to, or that the debt is completely canceled. We've had testimonies before about a woman who called to check on her debt status, and the bank had no record of it.
I remember hearing that. Praise God.
No record.
Hallelujah.
And the guy on the other...
What happened? We don't know.
They don't know. And she said to them, "Well, are you telling me that if you have no record of my debt, then I owe the bank nothing?" And he said, "Well, it kind of sounds that way." She said, "Would you send me the paperwork
send
on
me that,
that, please?
In writing, please.
Give me to that in writing."
She was smart.
That's supernatural, and I am expecting the supernatural every day of my life.
That's right.
I'm expecting it. The Scripture tells us about the God will bless us with a daily load. And I'm expecting the daily load from heaven every day. Every day I'm expecting it.
How would you arrive at that point? Well, walk in the Spirit.
That's it right there. Walking in the Spirit.
Things happen. You walk after God. You're at the right place at the right time.
That's right.
you didn't go this way, and yet there was an accident there mm-hmm. that you would have run into if
exactly.
you had been there.
Exactly.
But you felt led to go a different direction. So it's vital in all mm-hmm. of our things, in finances, mm-hmm. but in our life and death situations, mm-hmm. that we hear from God and we listen to the voice of our spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That still small voice says, don't do that today. Don't go there today. On
yeah.
September 11th,
yeah.
there were so many testimonies
oh,
of
my.
People who said something unexpected came up that mm-hmm. worked in that building
mm-hmm.
right where the plane mm-hmm. went in, that there was somebody had to take somebody to the doctor.
Yeah.
Some child
yeah.
had something
yeah.
that came up at school, and this person, I'll have that on in my file somewhere,
mm-hmm.
but there were all kind of testimonies like that.
Yeah.
Supernaturally,
yeah.
they were at the right place.
That's
when
it.
Wrong things happened, they weren't there. It's awesome
I've
that
never
we
quite
hear.
Heard it put that way either. They were at the right place when the wrong thing
It's
happened.
Just
yeah.
amazing
it
how
is.
You...
It
and
is.
That was one of the most outstanding testimonies,
mm-hmm.
where testimonies mm-hmm. came from.
Yeah.
Because people said, one person had to take their child, to seemed like, to the doctor. Another person had to take their, pick up their, it was their carpool day
right.
or something
right.
like that. Just
right.
natural
right.
thing, going about their natural
mm-hmm.
life, and
mm-hmm.
it saved their life.
Yes.
And some,
yes.
what were they doing? Well, some of them were just hearing something unusual that day. Don't go there. Don't do this. It was amazing.
We're at the right time,
yeah.
at the right place, with
That's
the right,
right.
people,
we listen
doing the
to
right thing.
The right voice.
We're listening to the right voice.
Oh, exactly. I gotta write that down.
Exactly. So the Lord, He will, there are supernatural ways when you factor the anointing into the equation.
Yeah.
When you take the anointing out of the equation, when you take the supernatural out of the equation, yeah. what you're left with is a natural equation.
Yes,
like
right.
they said to us, it'll be 18 months to 2 years before you will get caught up. But here, we were caught up within six months
right.
time. That was a supernatural act. And you know, Gloria, we went off some TV stations. You and I can remember the time, the day that we sat down together, and you and I went through all the TV stations together, and we looked at where we were double, we were on the
two
same
voices in the same
in the
area.
Same area. We two were
stations.
At the same time.
Yeah.
We were on one channel and in the other channel at the same time. So you and I went through, and you had a pen with a ruler, and you were drawing a line through them. So we drew a line, and I don't know how many stations that
Quite
we went
few,
off at
though.
That time. We did. But the thing about it was that we went off those stations, but our income increased.
We don't exactly know how that happened, but it was God.
It was God, and it was supernatural.
I'd forgotten the income increase, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How could I forget that?
It was. And so this is what is available to you. And I broke this down, and certainly we don't have time to read all of the scriptures that I've researched. Of course, that's why you get these notes. But let me just go through a couple of them. And He provides the finances.
Yeah.
In 2 Kings 4, 1 through 7, sell the oil, pay your debts, and you and your sons mm-hmm. will live on whatever's left over.
Praise God.
Well, then there's the example in Luke 5 about Simon Peter's fishing business avoided bankruptcy after Jesus told him where to drop the nets.
That's right.
That was supernatural.
That was
a supernatural thing that happened.
Praise God.
The fishing industry had gone down. They were working hard and they weren't catching anything. Here comes this preacher, says, drop your net over there. And every fish in the Galilee headed that way.
Tried to get in. Hallelujah. That's
My
right.
goodness. And then Matthew 17, taxes were paid from the mouth in a fish's, from the money in a fish's mouth.
Now, who would have thought of that?
It's just God. One thing after another after another. And then here, this section where it says He cancels the debt. Nehemiah canceled the debts of the poor Jews. In Matthew 18, the king forgave his servant of the 10,000 talents. In Matthew 6:12, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. In Colossians 2, Jesus canceled and blotted out and wiped away the handwriting of the note.
That's one way to get it done.
You know, he's talking.
That's our whole deliverance.
That's it. That's the whole thing.
Everything that man had, every mistake, every treason that
mm-hmm.
he committed from
mm-hmm.
the Garden of Eden on.
Yeah.
He wiped it out.
He wiped it out.
In one act of
That's
giving
right.
himself for
And
us.
I believe we can take that same
Yeah.
Scripture, He canceled and blotted and wiped out the handwriting on the note. Now, how many of you have notes out there that need to be wiped out. Praise well, Jesus God. Cancels and blots and wipes out the handwriting of the note with its legal decrees and demands. He set it aside and cleared it out completely out of our way by nailing it to the cross.
Praise God.
So Jesus wipes out the debt.
Like we've had some testimonies like that from people, but I can't recall
exactly. Totally wiped out.
Where their account was brought up to where it should mm-hmm. be, and they didn't know who did it.
They didn't know who did it, where it came from. Yeah. I'm believing for more and Amen. More. I'm believing, here's what I'm believing for. I know we're running out of time, but I'm believing, this is
more
what
time.
I envision. I envision us getting up one morning, coming to work, and there's a Citation 10 Plus parked
there it is.
Out there on the runway.
Why not? Miracles are miracles. Praise God. I agree with you, George.
There's somebody out there that owns one of those and is saying, I got to get rid of this. I got to get rid of this. This is a monkey on my back.
What do they say? Something around my neck.
Around my neck?
Yeah.
Something. A yoke or something
around
my neck.
My neck or something.
And that you wake up and you come and you're driving into, maybe you're driving into a broadcast here one day. You're driving, Ken, what's that plane? Who owns that plane? Because we have people that fly in and out, you know, for taping and all that. And Kenneth, well, I don't know. Well, probably knowing Kenneth, he will already know. But you drive up to it, and there's Dwayne and the other guys around it, and there's John
They're
down there.
They're all happy.
And there's a guy standing there that said, I was sent here from New York, and my boss told me to bring this to Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Hey, it's happened before. How about the owner of the racetrack that gave Oral Roberts $1 million? How about that
That's
one?
That's right.
He just saw this man on TV and thought, well, I'm going to give him some money.
It happened.
Came to Tulsa and brought $1 million check with him.
Glory to God.
That's the supernatural.
That's the supernatural.
And that happens to me all the time.
Yes, amen. And so don't just limit yourself to mm-hmm. what you can see happening in the natural realm. Mm-hmm. Because God moves in the supernatural
he
and
sure
the
does.
Natural realm.
He sure does.
I'm believing for
something. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray over
yes,
everyone
Lord.
Watching us right
Praise
now.
God.
And we are, Gloria and I are exercising our faith for all of our
yes.
friends and partners
yes,
watching for supernatural provision, supernatural mm-hmm. debt cancellation. It's coming to you. It is
Praise
coming to you today. It's coming
yes.
right now. And Lord, we receive it in the name of Jesus, the mm-hmm. realm of the supernatural,
Glory
which is exceedingly,
God.
Abundantly above and beyond all that we dare ask or think.
Yes.
Father, I thank you that you are
yes.
our supernatural provider and we receive debt cancellation right now
yes.
in Jesus' name. Amen.
Remember Leroy?
I remember Leroy.
Show us what he did. Leroy Thompson.
Money cometh to me now.
Money cometh
to me now. Money cometh to me now. Shout hallelujah, somebody.
Well, now you may think that's silly.
Oh,
but Leroy got it.
I got it.
Hallelujah.
I got it.
Yes.
Praise God.
We're so blessed. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
George and I'll be right back.
I'm Ron, and this is my wife, Lorna Sylvester, from Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. We are the founders of Twin Lakes Ranch Ministries. We did rodeo schools, rodeo Bible camps on our ranch, and they were developing too fast to stay on the ranch and run the ranch. So God said, sell a ranch and I'll show you where to relocate.
Actually, when the Lord told us to sell a ranch and relocate, it took 10 years before we found the property. It's the Word of God that kept us through those 10 years.
Yeah.
And listening to KCM and being encouraged that God wants us to. He wants to give us good things. Mm. And that's what we have seen, that God is a good God.
Mm.
And so He gave us this beautiful place to 205 acres right alongside the highway. So we're just redeveloping it again.
We had to pay $300,000 for this land, but we didn't have the total amount. All we had is $100,000. And a family came to us a week before we paid the final payment, said, we'll loan you $200,000. And you pay it back however God decides you to pay it. So we paid for, 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
And then 1 year at a at a big show in Regina, a cattle show. A family came the second morning and said, we want to pay off the land loan, $146,000.
And our heart has been to be debt-free because, of course, that's what we've heard, and we know that's what the Word says, that we should be debt-free and owe no man anything but to love. And that's what our heart is, to love people and to be debt-free. And so we didn't want to go into debt at all. And so from that day forward, once that land was paid off, we declared we will never be in debt again.
Yeah.
We serve a God of increase,
yeah.
And He is all sufficient for everything that we need. He wants to give us every good thing. And so since that time, we had a vision that we should believe for a manager's house on the ranch. And it was $200,000 that we were believing for. We had a family say they would match up to $100,000 until the end of March. And so we just declared that was coming and the double was going to be there. And then we had, just before the end of March, we had another family Facebook a message and said, what are you still believing for the house? And we said $50,000. They said, the Lord's told us to give you the $50,000. So immediately that doubled to $100,000. And so that came, so we received in the 5.5 months, $200,000 for a manager's house.
And so faith cometh by hearing, mm-hmm. and hearing by the Word of God. And we teach that so much in our ministry. We're involved in the community to draw people in. And we do a kids rodeo every spring, which is 10 and under. And so we've had people that come into that kids rodeo that once they came on the land, Jesus actually met with them that they needed Him. We didn't even talk about Jesus other than I prayed before the rodeo, and God just led them to Him. So what an excitement to see that happening because of the land being cleansed and made whole.
That's where the vision started, yeah. with the cowboys. And then now it's expanding and expanding. And so we actually do quite a few conferences as well. And then that's where we can train people and equip them in the Word of God.
Every Tuesday night we do what we call a DVD night. We have actually followed Kenneth and Gloria so much in there, and George and Bill Winston, and all the connections of through the Copelands that have given us hope. We show that. And so we have people coming every Tuesday night to be a part of that.
And we've seen a lot of salvations in the camps.
It's just so exciting to see what God's doing.
We just want to thank KCM and EMIC and all the staff and the workers and everybody that put their heart to following after God. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to explain how it's changed our lives, but it has totally changed our lives.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.